You know, fasting can take on many forms, but it always fulfills the central purpose of growing closer in your relationship with God. Kelly Johnson shares how fasting from social media has made a difference in her faith journey.
The most powerful experience of fasting for me has been occasionally fasting from social media. For me, what that was about is a realization that I was filling every free moment with voices from the world, that I was, you know, standing in lines, looking at my phone. I was sitting, you know, at home checking in. And that part of that was a hunger for connection, that as my children have gotten older and moved on with their lives and my husband travels, and that sometimes that I reach out in those kind of easier ways, looking for that deeper connection.
And Kelly has found that fasting from social media provides her peace and more time to connect with God in a deeper way.
It gets noisy in my brain with all of the incoming. And what I have found is that when I have intentionally chosen a time of fasting from those ways of connecting, is that it draws me deeper into, you know, when I have that urge to get on social media or whatever it is that's that feeling inside of me, that I stop and I pray and I talk to God and connect with Him, but also ask for guidance about, okay, this feeling of wanting connection, of wanting that kind of interaction is from God. That's how He wired us. That's how He made us. But how can I do that in a way that really nurtures me? And it's made me not only go deeper in my relationship with God, but also in reaching out to friends and saying, you know, I haven't gotten together with you or seen you for a while. Let's get together for coffee. Or what are you guys doing this weekend? But I think for me, sometimes social media is like having a piece of candy when what I really need is a nutritious meal. So there have been times in my life when it has been part of my process of connecting back with what's really important by taking a break.